Welcome to OK Sister. I'm Gabrielle Scout, Editor-in-Chief of Review.
And I'm Maddie Mayo, co-founder of Camber. And yes, we are sisters in real life.
Whether you are here for the sisterly banter, mindset shifts, or that familial feeling of coming home,
OK Sister Podcast is here to help you show up more for yourself.
Welcome.
We love you.
And let's go.
People would be like, oh, I'm going to go on Instagram. Post a story about my most vulnerable thing. And everyone, I think, would get like so excited being like, oh, is this influencer going to open up about something that makes them relatable to me? And it was always like, I get breakouts and like, which is valid. Like, that's sure. A vulnerable thing. But I was just like, this is like the Diet Coke of vulnerability. And like, this is just not. So I just was like, okay, I'll meet everyone where they're at. And that was in Skincareville. And then I was like, I just can't do this.
Welcome back to OK Sister Podcast. My name is Mads.
My name is Scout. And we're so happy that you are here.
I'm feeling at peace.
I'm feeling so much love, actually.
And you know why?
Oh, okay. Yes, why?
Because I've been reading Gabby Bernstein.
Okay.
You know what? And you sisters know from the episode of the 10 books that changed our lives, you mentioned, and you've always been a Gabby Bernstein enthusiast. The branding still doesn't sit perfectly with me, but that is okay. I'm willing to look past that because it is exactly what I need in the mornings to jumpstart my mindset into getting. And we talked about this on the way over here. Every spiritual book, like once you get into spirituality and this world and industry, everyone's saying the same thing, right? It's all just regurgitated the exact same thing. It's just said in different ways. Yes. And some ways touch others more deeply, whatever. So a lot of what she's saying are things that I've read in the past, but it's just nice to be reminded of those things. And so I highly encourage everyone to get just always have one of those types of books on deck that you can read in the morning because gets you in that mindset right away.
Yeah, and then you can go back to and see what you underlined.
Yeah.
You know what? I should get one of her books and do that as like a nice little meditation in the morning just to read.
Totally.
A couple pages, which you told me you were reading Gabby Bernstein in the car on the way over to this recording, and I should have responded with a little bit more enthusiasm because I've been trying to get you.
You really were like, oh yeah.
Sorry, which, like, I know. Didn't whatever. Realize that was my response because I've been trying to get you to read Gabby Bernstein since the beginning. And maybe I wasn't as enthusiastic around it because I know that you already know most of these principles already.
Right. If this was like my intro into spirituality or manifestation, then it would be a little more exciting. But yes, it is very.
Yeah, because Gabby Bernstein is such a gateway into spirituality.
Right. She's foundational.
She's amazing and she's approachable. The books that I was reading when I started walking down my spiritual path, which is why I find
you
such
did the
a,
Universe Is Your Back.
I did Spirit Junkie first, which is her like very, very, very first book. Very different vibe than her other ones. And then I did Universe Has Your Back, and I read both of them on my first trip to Tulum, where I had my first like spiritual awakening moment. And I did that before all you other bitches did that.
And then we returned to Tulum, and it was taken over by the cartel, and they were trying to give us cocaine in the bathroom.
It was taken over by the cartel, which was a big fucking bummer.
which was a big fucking bummer. The cartel.
But I am going back to Tulum in a couple months, so.
Anyways.
It is my happy place.
I will say that you weren't really entirely the influence for Gabby Bernstein.
Oh, someone else recommended it to you after I recommended it 30. I'm your primer in life.
The older children are primers.
The primer gets, okay, in like a makeup skincare line, the primer gets no fucking attention. The foundation gets all the attention. I'm the primer, and then someone else comes in and puts some foundation on your face, and all of a sudden, you are available for whatever it is I'm trying to prime you for.
I confirm.
Okay,
this
so who was it? Give metaphor. It to me. Who was it?
Tinks. She was the one that read.
Oh my God. That hurts extra hard, I think.
Tinks read Super Attractor, which is the one that
oh,
the book
did
that
Tinks read Super Attractor? Did Tinks read Super Attractor?
Tinks read Super Attractor at a point of her life where she was like floundering in her career. This was before her TikTok popped
also,
up.
No shade to Tinks. I love her.
And she was reading Super Attractor and it completely shifted everything for her. And that's when her TikTok popped off because she applied the rules in Super Attractor. So I was like, oh, maybe my TikTok will pop off if I read this. No, but actually then she was on Gabby Bernstein's podcast, which was delightful.
Oh, I didn't listen to that episode. Yeah. I listen to Gabby Bernstein's podcast every now and then. I like Gabby Bernstein because she is spiritual, but she is super, super grounded in like our lifestyle. Like she's friends with Melissa Wood. Like, you know what I mean? She's not, sometimes the spiritual community can be so insulated and so different than, you know, the average folk that it can be a turnoff, right?
Like, right. It's not accessible.
It's not accessible, or it's just so different. And I love Gabby Bernstein because she's so rooted. I mean, there's a thing in the spiritual world. There's 3D versus 5D, whatever. Gabby Bernstein is so in the 3D, and that's what I appreciate about her because I am a spiritual person who loves applying spiritual practices to the 3D because I believe that we are human beings.
We are living in the real world.
We are living in the 3D, and we chose to incarnate on this planet and be human. And why, my personal opinion, like going to the 5D, I feel like negates the human experience that we're supposed to be having right here and now. And so I love how Gabby Bernstein is so much more grounded in the reality of today's world.
Yeah, I feel you. Anyways, so that's why I'm at peace.
Oh, I love that. I was going to say I'm feeling so much love because as we're recording this intro, we're back in the studio for our second round of recordings, and we've released 3 episodes so far at the time of this recording. And so we've unveiled the rebrand to you sisters and the DMs, the reposts, like what you guys are saying about this new version of OK Sister Podcast is warming my heart. And I've never felt like we've obviously felt connected to the sisterhood for the last 6 years, but the last couple weeks I've felt you guys so much. And so we wanted to read a review of the week since one of you sisters left us such a great review earlier this month. The title of the review is "This is a Must Listen." Great hosts, great guests, great content. OK Sister hits the podcast trifecta. Scout and Maddie keep it real and help shift our mindsets. And I'm excited for the elevated in-person interviews. This is a must listen and a must watch.
Did you hear that? The podcast trifecta.
That's right, baby.
Wow. Look at us. We should get that tattooed on our butts.
Podcast trifecta? Yeah. It's like the Holy Mother Spirit Grail, whatever.
What was it? Good guests?
It's great hosts, great guests, great content.
You heard it here first. Okay, sister. Thank you. What was the username?
The username, Apple
review usernames are fucking wild.
Mia NKC, which sounds thank like you, most Mia. Likely her name. So Mia, thank you, Mia.
Thank you, Mia.
We love you, Mia.
You're like, which camera do I look?
But we're reading all of your DMs, all of your reviews. So we're going to be shouting you guys out. So if you want to leave us a review, you can do so on Apple Podcasts. And we're going to be reading them out loud so we can hear from directly from the sisterhood and see what you guys are saying about the podcast.
Yay! I love it. I love it. I love it.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into this episode.
Yes.
So we had Miss Jade Iovine on.
A full circle moment since Miss Jade Iovine was our first
guest on OK Sis.
Ever.
6 years ago, which was so insane. And we were like, okay, we need to bring you back for the video of it all because you're gorgeous. And she has her own podcast, so she's seasoned. And
dude, she's funny.
She is funny. I don't remember her being funny 6 years ago.
I was going to say that on the podcast and be like, I don't remember how smart as a whip you are.
But that's what is so telling about her trajectory over the past 6 years. Because back then she was trying to be a skincare influencer. And she says in this episode that did not fit her. Like that was not the right fit for her. It's not who she was. Mm-hmm. And then now she's a podcaster and it feels so much more within her authenticity or like what she's supposed to be doing, alignment.
I felt as if she was so comfortable, so herself. She's like literally doling out these one-liners that are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, she's awesome.
So witty.
Yeah.
And it was such a great conversation. So we did kind of have a crossover. Jade talks about her podcast, which is a mental health podcast, but it has a very different perspective than other mental health podcasts. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to ask some of the questions that she asks her guests, but then we also wanted to expand on that and kind of do a crossover between that and the 73 questions that Vogue does.
Yeah, so it's basically like a 73 questions with Jade, but
a little mental healthy, but also
a little
like
mental healthy.
You'll see. It's like has that like little Jade flair to it, I feel like. So yes. We talk about what we're procrastinating on. We talk about what's annoying us. What else do we talk about? We talk about what's in our shopping carts that we're not pissing purchase.
Right.
On.
No, the questions were good. I was really proud of us for coming up with those.
Oh, you mean me? Because you were like really proud of me for the questions that I came up with.
I think I came up with some.
Yeah, but you were like very impressed with mine.
I was very impressed with yours. Thank you. Those were really good.
Thank you. Yeah. So it's like a rapid fire slash conversation. And so you guys are going to love Miss Jade Iovine. So we would like to welcome back for a second time, Jade.
Jade.
Hi.
Jade Iovine.
Thanks for having me.
You were the first guest.
How crazy is that?
On Okay Sis Podcast.
I can remember us sitting together, but I can't remember where it was.
I don't even know what we talked about.
I think we went to you. Or did you come to us? I don't remember.
I came to you guys. I remember your mom was there.
Right. Of course she was. It was at her mom's old office.
Yeah.
And we would have.
I remember I parked illegally.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And you're here to tell the tale.
I know.
Yeah. But I remember that was when you were doing your skincare.
Oh, God damn it. Jesus Christ. We're really starting off guns blazing. Okay.
Okay. But I was going to ask, like, what happened?
What happened is that I don't get, people would come up to me being like, oh my God, I like have this cystic acne. And I'd be like, I don't give a fuck about your cystic acne. What happened was I have a chronic shopping issue. And so I would buy shit all the time. So I thought, hey, let me turn this into something lucrative. And then I was like, you know what? What really happened was I was like, I think if you imagine yourself having the utmost success in whatever you're doing, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh wait, I don't actually want that. Like I was okay, whatever the beauty blogger, like, you know, whatever the highest point of that would be. Yeah. I was like, I don't even want that. Like, so what am I doing this for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas like if in podcasting, I'm like, if I, you know, succeed in that, I'm like, oh, that's something I really want, you know? But I think like at the time, that's where it was still girl boss era. It was still millennial pink. It was where the only thing women were really opening up about and connecting about was like skincare.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I fell into it. I fell into the trap.
It was a pillar of this podcast for like 2 years. And I went from using Cetaphil to Maddie.
Which, look, Cetaphil is fine.
Yeah, prescribed me like a 10-step thing. Oh, I did it all in one day.
Korean
skincare.
And
then I texted her and my whole fucking face was broken out.
No, that's the Lord telling you that this isn't right. No, truly. And I feel like at the time I was like, you know, like people would be like, oh, I'm going to go on Instagram, if Instagram Live was even a thing, but whatever. Post a story about my most vulnerable thing. And everyone, I think, would get like so excited being like, oh, is this like influencer going to open up about something that makes them relatable to me? And it was always like, I get breakouts and like, which is valid. Like that's a vulnerable thing. But I was just like, this is like the Diet Coke of vulnerability. And like, this is just not. So I just was like, okay, I'll meet everyone where they're at. And that was in Skincareville. And then I was like, I just can't do this anymore. Yeah. I can't do this.
You brought up such a great point, which is that so many people think they want something and then they realize that the actual job sucks. That is me and being an influencer every day.
Yes.
Like, I wake up and I'm like, I really should be an influencer. And then I'm like, there's a reason why I am not like the traditional influencer 6 years later is because I don't like the actual fucking work to do the influencer.
You don't like the journey.
Yes.
I don't like the journey. Totally. And it's like, we glorify certain things and every career or profession or, you know, whatever you want to do, it always comes with that shit part of it.
Mm-hmm. But Jerry Seinfeld said, it's, what are you willing to suffer for?
Totally.
It's not that you're ever going to not suffer. It's what are you willing to suffer for?
I am willing to suffer for this motherfucking podcast.
Amen. I'll tell
you.
I'm not willing to suffer for reels of my outfit. It just doesn't happen for me.
And like people would be like, oh my God, you didn't post like the link I asked you for yesterday. And I was like, I am a slave. I don't want to take that over, but I am literally... I work for these people, like my fault, and I hate this. I'm like, you think influencer, like you think it's this free job or like skincare blogger, whatever the fuck I was. You think it's like this, and it's wonderful in a lot of ways, but it's like you really work for your audience. And if you don't post for a long time or, you know, like they want to know what you're doing and they feel entitled to your information because you work for them.
Yeah.
So I think it's like a lot harder than people, like respect and love for influencers because that shit is, woo.
Oh, wait. So what made you realize that the next step would be podcasting? When you decided to take that second step, was that what you were thinking of? Like, what do I want to do long-term day to day?
Yeah. I think if you take the Venn diagram of like what I was doing, what I'm doing now, it's like connecting over things like that. Like I wanted to like talk about real shit. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to like talk about what made life hard. I always wanted to talk about, I always just felt like, especially in that time, there were all these aspirational podcasts. There were so many, like, How I Built This and all these other wonderful podcasts. But, like, I remember I'd be driving and I'd listen to one and I'd get to my meeting or wherever I was going and I'd be like, I feel like I should have gone to a different college. Oh, I feel like I should have started that's 15 years earlier.
That's how I feel when I read Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. I was like, fuck me.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think some people find that inspirational. Totally. And there is an aspect of it that is, of course. But I just always felt inadequate, or I felt like where's the struggle? Where's like the interesting part that I can learn from? So I just was like, and luckily the tides were kind of turning already toward like more open, vulnerable content. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, anytime I've ever gone through anything in my life, all I wanted to know, I didn't really necessarily want a 10-step guide to to deal with it. I wanted to just sit in the shit and know that someone else had felt as badly as I did, or had coped as poorly as I did, you know, which is, I'm pretty talented at that. But yeah, so like, I was like, where is that? Like, I just want to listen to a podcast that's just like those hour-long conversations with your friends that are so hard to book now because you guys have to like send out a Google Cal invite to your fucking friend on the phone.
Oh, you can't meet with your friend. I do like 3 weeks in advance.
Right. And sometimes you just need to like commiserate and be like, totally. Oh my God, no, I sucked at life worse today. And that's what that is my podcast.
I love it. Okay. Yeah.
The other day, my cousin looked at me and asked if I got a treatment in my hair. I said no, but I am taking Nutrafol. You see, sisters, I had some shedding issues postpartum when it came to my hair, so I made it my mission to support my hair growth and strengthen my hair. I mean, Mads, you saw my hair last time I was up in LA, and you even complimented me, which, sisters, you know that when Mads compliments me, it's a big deal.
I do have to give this one to you, Scout. Your hair is looking thick, strong, and beautiful. When it comes to hair thinning, it's complicated. The problem is, it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker and stronger hair.
Every morning after I eat breakfast, I take 4 pills and it becomes a seamless addition to my morning routine. But the reason I decided to go with Nutrafol when supporting my hair health is that Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Oh, also, Nutrafol makes the best Mother's Day present, especially for new moms. The perfect way to show them that you care about their postpartum support.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OKSIS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OKAYSIS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS.
So we put together a little list of some questions inspired by your podcast.
Okay.
Because I was telling Scout this, like, it's so refreshing because there are so many mental health podcasts. I mean, Scout has bipolar disorder. She is like qualified to talk
absolutely
on mental health, on what's going on. But it feels like there's just, and it's so serious and it's so like,
I know.
Whereas with your podcast, it felt just this breath of fresh air where you're not like sitting in the misery, but you're kind of just like, everyone's laughing about the shit together. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to do today.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, sometimes you just want to say, this sucks. I suck. Life sucks. Everyone sucks, you know?
Yeah.
And not, like you said, not like really like, it's not misery at all. It's just like, I haven't showered for 6 days because my depression has gotten horrible. You know, like, just sometimes there is some funny shit involved in
exactly. And also just saying that out loud. I mean, what do we always want our partners and our friends to tell us when we go to them and
sucks.
Need to vent or complain or just get something off our chest? It's not a fixing moment.
Right.
It's not an inspirational moment. It's a, wow, that sucks, and that sounds really hard.
Mm-hmm.
When
space.
When you say that,
oh my God.
Just like diffuses you. Like all of a sudden, I imagine it being like a block of ice, and someone just like put a hammer in it, and it completely melts down.
Yeah,
to the floor.
Like,
that's what it feels like.
I'll tell you a very superficial example. So, and this is something I'm teaching my fiance at the moment. He's a very solutions.
Men.
You know?
Oh,
he's
men.
So you're married. Men. You're marrying a man.
Yeah. So I'm marrying a man.
That is very the, solutions. What's it called? The universal like
that, and they challenge. Take 8 hours to shit. Yeah, that, literally those two
to
things.
Poop?
Yeah,
yeah. They sit in, they the, sit bathroom. In the bathroom for
yours. Doesn't.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Every man sits in the.
He
in,
says, "I had to sit."
Yeah, it takes me 2 seconds. You don't even know if I peed or pooed. You really don't. Say, yeah. You have no idea.
Oh. Oh, and you I, know, because mine's an atomic it. Bomb when you leave, so it's, you know.
But men are, like, in there, they're filing taxes, they're doing all kinds of
that
shit.
That is true, they
I hear
sitting.
That it gets, yeah. I hear that it gets even more when you have children. This hasn't, like,
hiding.
Really happened with my kid, but yeah.
No, I'm like, going to take off all the doors.
It's that movie, This Is 40.
There's
when Paul
memes,
Rudd is
yeah.
sitting.
Yeah, there's memes where they're like, I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah, and it's like a thing where they get a 45-minute break in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, my example. So. Basically, it was my engagement party this past weekend, and I went to get my makeup done because I don't know how to do my makeup. And I went to Nordstrom because I was just like, I like whatever. They do it easy. It's easy to get a appointment. And this girl, I think, has never put on makeup in her entire life.
No.
Like,
oh, no.
I should have taken a photo, but I was so angry that I was like, I can't. I was like trying to film a vlog, a day in the life. I was like, well, day in the life over because, bitch, no one is seeing this. I look like a clown.
Oh,
and so
my God.
I text Ben and I'm like, oh, I look like a clown. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you'll see. And I get home and he like knows like not to approach me. And he looks at me. I'm just like, get away, get out of the bathroom. And I'm like crying as I'm trying to salvage this. Like, we're literally leaving for 30 minutes.
Oh,
and he's just like, you know, you are always upset when you come back from Nordstrom. Like, why? Why don't you try to get a makeup lesson or something? I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't want a solution right now.
I think we've all been there.
We need to just wipe it off and start over.
Yes.
So then I told him when I was a little calmer, I was like, yeah, you know, in those moments, like maybe not a solution.
Yeah, please God.
Exact moment.
It's amazing how that is probably all heterosexual couples' biggest challenge.
Yeah, totally.
Like universally, we can all fucking relate.
Totally.
That men and women communicate very differently when emotions are a little bit heightened.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like back to what you were saying about like, I totally agree. I think there's a lot of mental health, and even just that word, like I have a visceral reaction to it now. Like I'm like, like it
it's
just
a buzzword
like,
now.
Because it's a buzzword. It's so serious. It's so serious. And like, yes, mental illness can be serious. I get whatever. But sometimes you just want to like talk about the little symptom. And just by the way, you don't even have to be mentally ill to listen to my podcast. There's most of it is just like being a human being and like being like, why do I have to do small talk at these parties? Why do I, you know, like, you know, how do you have sex in Spanx? Like, you know, just all that shit that's like real.
That reminds me. I got Skims for the engagement party. They split down the vagina. Just a slit.
Wait. On brand purpose new. Or they broke?
Oh, they broke.
Okay.
What so do they, mean? Oh, you thought there was like easy access?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there is. Like there's a lot of holes. There's holes because for peeing you can like pull the.
Wait,
oh, maybe
you?
It didn't
I think
split. Maybe it. Yeah,
that's what
maybe.
I'm saying. I was like, I think you didn't understand the product.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the pee
I
hole.
So
oh my
drunk.
God, you're gonna go on like
I
a
was
PR
so drunk,
campaign.
I got home and I was like.
You need to apologize
oh,
right now
God,
to
yeah,
Skims.
Yeah.
You really need to.
I was going to email them.
You owe them an apology. Well, honestly, you should still do that.
I should still email them saying it split down the vagina. No, that was, yep.
That's
okay.
Amazing.
Okay.
Wait, so wait, that I was, have, can I do one horror story that's coming off that one? In Tulum, I'm not going to say the brand, even though I DM'd them and they saw it and they did not answer me. I wore a white bathing suit in Tulum.
Oh, I think I know.
I went into the pool. It was like a plunge pool overlooking the ocean, like super sexy. And my husband was like on the other side and he was walking towards the pool and I was going to walk out. And I was like, this is going to be a moment where I look fucking awesome. And my husband sees me walking out. And so I like I'm trying to be sexy and I'm like walking out of the pool. And my husband screams. Everyone hears. Babe, your bathing suit is see-through and I can see your vagina. Like, the whole bathing suit was so see-through that you could see everything. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
So a different moment.
Yeah.
It's had.
Yeah, but they, I did, you know, talk to the brand and no one got back to me.
Oh,
so.
Oh wow. No.
Yeah, it was upsetting. Okay, let's do let's do our questions. This is a mix, though, of like 73 questions with Vogue
Love.
And Jade's podcast.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. This is taking from your podcast. What's annoying you this week?
Oh my God, fucking everything. I feel like people are like kind of crazy right now. Like I feel like I know we're not supposed to use the word crazy, but like I really feel we're like not? People, I don't know. I think, I don't feel like people like that word.
We like that word.
Yeah, me too. And people are just, I don't know, people are bugging me. I'm PMSing. So like, you know, that's really, like beware when that is when it's that time of the month for me. What's annoying me? Like, I got to think about that for a second because there's definitely a lot. It's like we're trying to think.
What is annoying me right now? I don't know. I'm
trying to think of my life. Oh, I mean, partially that I'm trying to watch John and Kate plus eight over, and my husband refuses to watch it with me. So, like, that's annoying. Oh, that my husband watches shows when I fall, like, continues to watch the show after I fall asleep.
Jail.
Which, like, come on. And then he, like, has the audacity to give me homework in my own house. You know, like, he's like,
catch up.
Yeah, and I don't want to catch up. I want to watch John and Kate plus eight instead. Reruns.
Jail.
Which is, like, that's how you know I'm mentally ill is because I watch that show over again.
Yeah, I was wondering why.
Kids screaming. And, it's the most stressful show. I don't know why.
I love it how John and Kate kind of pop up in the tabloids every, 3 years. And we're like, really?
It's
like,
for me. It's for people
you.
Like me.
It's for you. Okay. I was there's still a community base around John and Kate?
Yeah. So that is annoying. That's annoying. You watch his shows after I fall asleep.
Yeah, no, that's...
But there's more. I'll think of it. It'll come to me.
I can give you one.
Okay.
My daughter's learning to talk, but she can't yet. So it's always, and pointing. And sometimes in my head, I'm like, girl, if you say one more time, I need a different sound. Yeah. Can we do ooh? Because that could be some variation for me in my day. That is for some reason. And it's like at the end of the day where it's just
you've heard one too many.
I've heard one too many as, you know, that's annoying me.
I get that.
Oh my God. Why can I not? This is so weird. I feel like I find everything annoying.
I know. I know why. About? Like, we're so peaceful right now.
I know. Maybe I'm really. I'm like,
it's
annoying. Annoying.
I think it's the podcasting vibe. I think we're in our element.
It's the bouquet of it all.
It's the bouquet. Oh,
you know, okay.
We're bathing in bouquet.
Should we go to the next one?
Yeah, let's do it. Do you wait for your low fuel light to go on before getting gas?
I'm like, were you in my car this morning? That's really funny that you say that. My husband literally is on my ass about this because I will like. I'll be in my house with zero miles. I'm like of the toxic belief that like when it says zero, it's not zero.
You have another 30 minutes.
100%. So yeah, no, I absolutely procrastinate everything in my life, including getting gas.
I used to procrastinate that and I had the Tesla, but I'm just not competent or know what to do should my Tesla run out of charging.
Yeah.
So I'm a little extra scared because I don't feel like it's as easy of a fix.
Yeah, I think they can rescue you. Like, I think Tesla comes to rescue
roadside.
But like, now I'm like, shit, I think I need to renew my AAA. Like, oh my God, there's a lot of things. This is reminding me of a lot of shit. But yeah, no, I definitely wait. I'm toxic.
Oh, I know what was annoying. Ugh, what? Easy. I had to renew my passport yesterday.
Ooh.
And just like, one, didn't remember that I had to take a photo. So I looked like shit.
Oh my God, that happened to me at the DMV.
Yeah, I was like, my fiance was like, yeah, what are you talking about? We're getting it renewed. I was like, well, you need to tell me so I can get a Brazilian blowout.
I didn't even have chapstick on. Like, oh my God. Nothing on. And so now I just keep both IDs with me because I can't let go of the old one.
Oh my God, you're
one. It's so disgraceful.
Oh, because you have a good one.
But nobody even such a good old one.
Oh, shit.
Nobody even sees them on. I mean, the driver's license, I kind of like put some makeup on. I still look like fucking shit. But the passport, no one sees.
I know. And then it was just like $250.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, why is it $250? Like, I hate like random
charges
that I just was like, oh, another $250.
Every time I've renewed my passport, it's always been an insane situation where like I had to do it. I needed it tomorrow.
Right.
And it's always been a nightmare.
Expedited the whole thing. So that's what's. I'm a low fuel. Okay. Back to low fuel. Sorry.
I know what's annoying me this week.
Oh, okay.
Now they're all coming back. Adam and I bought SeaWorld passes because now we have a little girl. So we need things to do on the weekends with her. So we bought the SeaWorld pass. We're getting it online and we got like the sale because they were having a 60th anniversary, whatever sale. And we got $40 off. We're like, great, $40 off. Love it. As we're checking out, there's a $21 service fee to process the fucking card.
It's giving Airbnb.
And I'm like, you know what? Go fuck yourself with your $20 servicing fee.
I live in fear because I know when I have kids, like the one rule, I don't even care if they're fucking heathens, like the one, I won't let them go to zoos or SeaWorld. And I feel like it's going to be a big point of contention.
Because like, of, I feel like because of animal rights?
Oh, yeah, animal rights.
But I think people are going to think I'm fucking crazy.
So here's like the thing. Here's the thing. Is that I was an avid
anti-SeaWorld.
Anti-SeaWorld boycotter. Yeah. Like, full on, was speaking about the whales in my sleep. True story. I'd be like, we have to save the whales. My husband's like, the whales are okay. And put me back to bed. Like, after I watched
Blackfish.
I watched it like six times. I had nightmares. I was so about it. Then I had a daughter.
Yeah.
And I was, one, we grew up at SeaWorld. We grew up at the zoo. We're from San Diego. And I was like, you know what? I think I have to take her back.
Yeah.
And I took her.
And she had fun.
And seeing, my mom was right, seeing her face when she saw Shamu jump out of the thing. I have a video.
Yeah.
She's looking like this. And then the whale jumps out and she goes like this. And then seeing her wave at the dolphins.
Oh.
And I totally understand the ethical issue with this.
I know, it's tough.
And how it is not natural for people to see animals in a show. We are very, very fortunate that our father has a boat, so she will get a proper ocean education.
Oh, that's very nice.
But there is also there's a lot of amusement park aspects to it. So there's like this huge jungle gym that she can run on.
Yeah, there's other aspects.
No, it's lit. Trust. I love that place.
SeaWorld is lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's all hard. I broke my moral code. Okay, next
for
thing.
For children, we will.
This is kind of similar, but what's the one thing you're procrastinating on?
Fucking everything. If I have to do anything, I'm procrastinating it.
But do you know that procrastinating is actually not as bad as we think it is?
I'm
like Adam Grant. I read in one of his books. He was like, there is this healthy amount of pressure that happens when you're procrastinating that actually ends up helping you to get it done faster.
Yeah.
Where, so like, actually, it's fine to have a little healthy amount of procrastination.
But yeah, like, I need a deadline or it's not happening.
Exactly.
But you know, too much procrastination, I find, which I am such a procrastinator, it's something I'm trying to work on. The amount of mental energy it takes thinking about it. Haven't done it.
Totally.
Like, right now, the IRS or the California government keeps sending me this tax bill for a business that I literally shut down 8 years ago. And it's taken me like 6 months to call them and be like, I'm not paying this because my business doesn't exist. Right. That business doesn't exist. I finally called last week. They're like, oh, we're so sorry. We'll reverse the charges, but you have to call this other person to let them know. They transferred me. The call dropped. And I'm like, well, going to procrastinate on that second call now.
Of course. No, I have a toxic trait where I have to stress myself out to the nth degree with every single thing I have to do, big or small, and I just have to wait till the absolute very last second I have to do it.
Are you a big procrastinator, Mads?
I think I'm
a middle ground.
What's that like?
I think I just have too much anxiety. I need to get it out of the way.
Unfortunately, I'm my own worst enemy. The voice is coming from inside the house.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think I like having it done too much that it just propels me to
get it done. I think it's an ADHD trait.
Do you clean your room?
What? No. I mean, is someone coming over?
No. Daily.
Fuck no.
Okay, so there's a commonality here.
Yeah, yes. I don't make my bed.
I'm a procrastinator, and I think procrastinators are okay with more clutter in their life because it's clutter in the head.
Totally.
And it might be a mental health thing. I don't know, because Mads cleans everything, meticulous.
I declutter.
I'm a declutterer. I need the space clean.
Oh my God.
I delegate that shit. You know what I mean? I'm like,
I delegate. I can't do it myself. It won't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
It won't happen.
You have a kid too, so you have a good excuse.
No, but before it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do my laundry. I'm sorry. It just won't fucking happen.
Oh my God.
It'll be like, I am literally out of clothes for 3 days straight.
Yeah.
Before I actually do the laundry.
We're inside out.
But the thing is, I will procrastinate on like life admin things. So the thing with the IRS.
Like passport.
Yeah. Or I had to get my car registration. God, who the fuck?
I'm like 99% sure I have a cavity right now. And it's been like a month of it. You know what I mean?
One cavity? I had 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's not something you should.
No, I have a thing. There, I have like a problem where no matter
what. It's like saliva is like,
It's a genetic thing. No matter how much I take care of my teeth, no matter how clean they are, I am prone to cavities.
Totally.
So I live there and I hate them and they know I hate them and I make their life miserable when I walk in the door.
See, relatable content.
Do you still go to Tijuana to get your teeth done?
No. I got health insurance, so I go to La Jolla now.
You know, we're all, it's all happening. That's amazing.
Our dad is.
It's because I didn't have health insurance for dental. And I was 22, so I call myself still on my dad's payroll.
Right.
And I called my dad. I went to the dentist because I was like, I need to do that. I'm an adult. Yeah. Have it been. Let's go. Did it. They said, it's going to be $15,000 to do all of this. And so I called my dad and I was like, hey, because I was a college dropout and mentally ill.
Yeah.
I called my dad and I was like, hey, right, it's on. 15 grand. And he goes, he's fuck like, that. I'm taking you to TJ. So for like 4 months straight,
that's
every week we drove to Tijuana. Every week.
Wow.
I got root canals in TJ.
That's not an easy drive.
They yanked. Well, I'm in San Diego.
We're in San Diego. Yeah.
They yanked out something and I bled for 24 hours. Like, we ate tacos afterwards every time. It was
maybe there's a correlation between the cavities and the Tijuana and the, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. That's where it's all coming back.
I don't know, but get a dentist on the line. We need to call.
Anyways, okay, coffee or tea?
Coffee. I hate tea. It's something I hate about myself, but I hate tea.
You know what?
I want to be a person who likes tea.
I want to be so badly.
It's just dirty water.
Yeah, I don't like flavored water. Like, I don't like La Croix or whatever that thing. I don't like subtle taste.
I need something thick. Yeah.
I feel like it also makes my tongue dry.
Mm.
Oh,
see, I've never even drank it long enough to know what it would do. Like, I don't know. I hate it. I really want to like it. Like, I'll go to tea and I just eat all the sandwiches.
Also, it doesn't actually give you, in my opinion, although I had this jasmine green tea from Communal Coffee in San Diego. I have to go back and ask them the brand. Ooh. Because it actually did like a kick. Like, I was awake and alert. But yeah. I find that when I drink tea, I'm like, yeah, I need a coffee. Like, yeah. It just doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't kick you up into high.
No. Oh,
high
no.
Gear.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I'm a tired girly.
I need the intense shit.
Okay. What's your current affirmation?
Oh my God. No, I do have one. What? I have so many. Oh my God. What's yours?
I write in my journal 3 times a day at the end of my journaling session. I've been doing this one since January. I kind of like have one main one. Mm-hmm. I'm ready and open to receive opportunities that are aligned. I'm ready. No, I don't usually say it out loud. I am ready and open to receive opportunities that are aligned, fulfilling, and that make me wealthy.
Woo! Yes, can I take like that affirmation?
Yeah, I literally write it three times every single morning.
Wow. Gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's a good one. Like, yeah, that kind of thing I can't do. Like, I don't know. Like, affirmations, we don't get along that well, me and affirmations. But there are things I repeat to myself all the time. Like, rejection is protection, yes, like all that kind of shit.
Rejection is redirection.
I say, like, what's yours? I'm trying to think of another
right
one.
Now mine is, I am calm and I move through the day with ease and grace.
Oh, you know, I was having like a really this is gonna be, I'm not gonna deny I ever said this, thank God it's being recorded, but I like the other day I was like feeling really anxious in bed, and when I do, I like rock myself. Do you guys ever rock
what
yourself?
Does that mean?
Oh.
Like, you literally just like go like this?
Yeah, but like I'm on my side, so I like rock myself. God, it really helps. Anyway, that's how crazy I am.
No, that's actually not crazy, because that's what you do to get babies to go to sleep. So that's why we like to sleep in the fetal position, because anything that resembles the womb or early childhood, it's very soothing. It's like a somatic soothing experience. Yeah, yeah, that's why people like rocking chairs.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm just out here trying to do my best. And I was saying to myself, I am safe, I am loved, I am healthy and something else. But now I can't remember what it was. I mean, but it was helpful.
I am safe is a big one for me.
The better. Yeah,
it's a big one.
It's just, I am safe. Yeah. Like,
I have to do it all the time. I am safe.
Like,
I am safe.
Yeah. We're good.
Safe. Or like it's not about you. You know what I mean? Like, so, like sometimes like when someone is giving you some horrific energy, you're like, not my monkeys, not my circus.
Yes.
You know?
Ooh, you have so many.
You have
I'm like, who knew? I had so
you have little like taglines.
Yeah, you really do.
I like it.
Thank you. I
like
appreciate
it.
That.
I like it.
Okay. What's one thing you need to release right now?
Oh my God. I think I need to release, I think I need to release like people's like perception or like trying to like spend so much time like reading other people's minds, thinking what they think about me. And I am as I turned 30, I was like finding that I'm doing that more often on a good day, especially leading up to my period and everything. I'm like, oh my God. I think I need to release like perfectionism.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
I relate to that so hard. I find that it's such a mind fuck with other people, especially I feel like on the internet, if you know someone, but like maybe you don't know them that well. And I always do this thing where I feel so comfortable with people. Mm-hmm. And so especially after a podcast, like maybe I'll DM them too much and I'm DMing them more than they're DMing me.
No, that whole thing after a podcast.
And then it gets into my head and then I got to mute them because I'm just like, they're cooler than me. They don't like me as much. And it's something that I really actually struggle with more than I talk about. And it's this level of perfection. It's like a perfectionism thing about I want to be perfect for people.
Yeah.
I want people not just to like me. I want them to love me.
No, I have to be their favorite.
I have to be their favorite. I have to be their favorite, favorite, favorite.
The problem with that is that you get good at that and then you know how to make yourself other people's favorite.
Except your own favorite.
Yeah. Right. And then you're like, who was
and
that?
Then, and then also, who am I?
Yeah, like, exactly.
You completely contort yourself and your personality.
You're like, I mirrored you so much that I don't even know who I am anymore.
Yeah,
I used to do it a lot on my show. Like, I'd have someone on and they'd be like, so yeah, like I kill babies for a living. And I'd be like, me too. Like, that's amazing. Like, I just
like agree with everything.
Everything. And I was like, okay, you know, I gotta stop that.
That's a level of perfectionism that I think, what's your sign?
Sag.
Okay, I'm a Virgo. That's what I always try to tell Mads of because I'm messy. And I'm not clean and I'm not organized, but I'm a perfectionist.
Me too.
And people don't understand how that equates to perfectionism, but it's such a level of like, I don't like that photo of me on the internet because of this, or like perfectionism of being like the best person to that person or providing the best service in my business. And it's so detrimental to you because it just eats at you.
Totally.
It eats at you.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, next one.
What guilty pleasure is getting a little too guilty, John and Kate plus 8?
Oh my God, John and Kate plus 8 and smoking weed, probably. I mean, I really don't smoke that much. Like, I smoke at night. I cannot smoke during the day because I just think everyone knows I'm high. And then I'm like, I also paranoid, like, whenever I smoke, I'm like, what is life? Why do I care about working? Why do I care about anything? You know, so I can't smoke during the day. Unfortunately, some people can and they're lucky.
Wait, what does it do for you when you smoke at night? What's the experience? What are you feeling?
Lamps. You know, it's just like, it's a transition for me. It's like, okay, like I can, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I get so hyped up on caffeine.
Yeah.
That I'm like,
need to bring it down.
We got to just take this down a peg. But honestly, I take that back. Like, it's not getting out of hand. It's just like, maybe I could do without it. I think I have so many guilty pleasures. I think my life is a guilty pleasure. Like, truly.
I like that.
I have so many. And I don't, you know, the thing about my guilty pleasures is that now, like, they're all in, which is bullshit. Like I went my whole life hiding the fact that I love slime, that I love certain TV, like Real Housewives. Now it's like this huge, I'm like, this is bullshit, everyone knows.
Wait, you like slime as an adult?
Oh, love it.
Like, but just to play?
But I would like, I have to fidget with something.
Okay.
I gotta like,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But, for me, like, Love is Blind was just a guilty pleasure that went too far over the edge because I couldn't walk away from the TV and I always go to bed at a certain time and then I was having dreams about it and then I was like, filling our team meetings at my business, recapping it with the girls instead of working. And then I was asking my husband all these questions about
that's what life's about, right? Isn't it?
I was like asking myself, I was like, if we met in the pods, would you choose me?
Yeah.
And then I was trying to like reimagine my, you know, 12-year relationship in reference if we met on Love is Blind. And I'm like, okay, we're going to take a step back because we're getting obsessive and this is not real life and back to my life.
Absolutely. No, I actually just thought of one, the mini crossword.
Okay, you know what?
I have issues.
Do I need to get into it then, or should I not even start?
Connections, mini crossword, Wordle. It's like the best and worst part of my day. Best when it's when I haven't solved it yet, and then like when I do, I'm like, what is there to look for?
Like, truly. When it's done, you're just like, wow.
That's my dopamine for the day.
Matt has been trying to. You've been trying to do crosswords since the beginning of Okay Sister podcast, and it has not happened.
No, yeah, I tried to be like a grandma that just like did crosswords in the
and
morning.
Knitting. She's never done either. Never done either.
But the thing was, I did it on my iPad, and on the New York Times app, you can just like get the answer.
Right.
Just be like,
it is tempting.
Just like, I would try once and be like, oh, fuck it. I just get the answer.
Respect that.
My guilty pleasure, my guilty pleasure always is romance novels. The Sisterhood knows this about me. I read romance novels and smut always. But I was reading one, and maybe this is TMI, whatever, but I was reading one that is very, very smutty that it just like,
What is smutty? What is smut? Is that porny?
What is smut?
What's smut?
Erotica. Porn.
What does it stand for?
No, it doesn't stand for anything. I don't know what it's from.
It's a real word? It's not slang?
No, it's like to call romance novels.
That's like smut and akotar is all over my fucking feed. And I'm like, I have no idea what these things are.
Akotar.
What the hell is
Akatar? What is that?
An Akatar. I'm like, get out of here. Give me more.
Akatar is called
John K plus 8.
A Court of Thorns and Roses. It's a book.
Okay.
Now, I read this
Why
book.
Why does TikTok think I read? No, I'm kidding. I do read sometimes.
So this book is fantasy. I'm not a fantasy girly, but I was like, you know, I'm a book talker. So okay. I was like, I need to read. Okay. Let's see what's going on. Mm-hmm. I did not enjoy it. People kept saying that I need to read the second one. And I'm like, I'm sorry. If I have to read until the second one for it to get good, I'm not reading a series. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's also just like Lord of the Rings. Like it's fantasy. Yeah, it's right. Like Game of Thrones. And people said that it was very smutty in the first book. These people are fucking dumb. Yeah. They have never read a smut book in their life. Apparently it gets smuttier book
so
five.
So smutty is like softcore porn.
It's porn.
Wow.
It's porn. Oh, it's actual porn.
No, it's... Okay. It's just people fucking in the books.
Okay, okay, got it.
Wow. Maybe I should read that.
It's just kind of a weird word. Like,
well, that's what it's called, smut.
Anyway, so people masturbate to books, I wonder.
So this is where the guilty pleasure came in. So I'm reading this book called Icebreaker, and everyone's reading it. It's all over the TikTok, and I've read quite a few, you know, erotica books. And, you know, it just is a real inconvenience, okay?
Yeah.
You're reading this. I'm having a nice Saturday morning, and you just get too horny.
Oh.
And so then you have to deal with it, and then you go back to reading another sex scene. You got to go deal with it.
Right.
So it's a little too inconvenient to read these books. I was at Dry Bar.
Oh my God.
A sex scene comes out. I was like, fuck, thank God I have a Kindle. I can read another book. But like, what was I going to do?
Yeah, I can't,
you can't
read those books.
No, I feel
read in
for
public.
You. Yeah.
So that's I think I like need to ease. It's really good for your sex life. I really encourage it.
Yeah.
If you're like looking to like really wonderful. Spice up the libido, you need to get into the mood easier.
Yeah.
100%. But if it's a Saturday morning, you're trying to read.
Different
book. Akatar. Maybe do Akatar. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. Get it off my feet immediately.
What's your sleep score these days?
100%. I mean, like A+ is all around. I mean, honestly, last night I did not sleep that well. Thank you for asking. But no, I'm obsessed with my
Aura?
Sleep. No, because I know that if it says like I'm not at optimal level of performance, I will take that as like
I can't do anything.
Okay.
Too much information is not good information.
Okay, so my Aura ring stopped syncing. And I'm procrastinating on emailing them. So I haven't had it for a month, which is terrible.
We should just make this a customer service.
Yeah.
Aura ring, excuse me. I literally have been trying to fucking connect this for a month and it's not working and I need to.
That's so weird.
I have rules about my Aura ring.
Yeah.
If I have a score that is in the 70s, I have to like cancel part of my day.
Right.
Like I either have to work from home, work from my bed, take a nap. Not do a social event, etc.
I think it's placebo.
No, it's not.
I don't like it.
If I would have listened, I wouldn't have gotten COVID that time, and I stand by that. It told me that I was fighting something off. 5 days later, I tested positive for COVID because I didn't listen, and I didn't cancel my day, and I kept going. It is amazing, but I'm so good at my sleep hygiene that my scores are usually like high 80s or 90s.
You're like Kim Kardashian. Wow. She has like 100% every day or something.
I am excellent at sleep hygiene.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Sleeping's my favorite thing to do.
Same.
It's
by far.
I love it.
You know?
I don't need to know if I'm doing it right.
How many hours do you need?
I would love 9 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I like to function 6 to 8.
Okay. Same. So I realized that before baby, because I'm tired all the time.
Yeah.
Like I'm just constantly and chronically exhausted, even if my scores are amazing.
Yeah.
And I was realizing that pre-baby, I think I was sleeping just like a little bit too much. So I prefer 9 to 10 hours because it feels glorious in the moment, but I get very exhausted later on.
Mm.
So with baby, I've been noticing a lot of 7.5 hour sleeps.
Mm.
And that's really where I do my best. My best is if I do like 4 to 5, 7 to 7.5 hours, and then one night where I overdo it to kind of like make up for the deficit.
Mm.
And I found with the help of my Aura ring that that is the best. Like I need one night a week where it's like 8 to 9 plus 8.5 to like 9.5. And then everything else, I like to keep in the 7.5 zone because I find that my energy levels are best there.
Fascinating.
Wow. You're very in tune with your body. That's something I want to work on.
Oh, so in tune.
I don't need to test
if I'm ovulating. I don't need to test. I'm like, ovulating because I looked at a tree and now I'm horny. We're ovulating today.
Right.
Like, you know, I know.
I looked at Akatar.
My body and I are so in sync.
Yeah, that's something it's a journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey to get in sync.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's the first thing you did when you woke up this morning?
Oh my God. Played fucking
Wordle,
fucking all of that shit. Yeah, no, I did. What did I? I'm like, my mornings are not that interesting. I took my Lexapro.
Nice.
I remembered today, which was amazing. What did I do? Probably cleaned up all the snacks that I had next to my bed. Like, so I wake up like literally, it looks like a college frat house next to my bed every night. Cause just the wheels fall off. Like at like nine, I like need a snack to like watch a show. And I'm usually asleep by nine. Who am I kidding? But yeah. Before that, like I, you know, like to have a smorgasbord of
what's things. Your favorite snack?
Oh, I mean every snack. I love snacks. I don't know, chips, cookies. I have to have a cookie a day.
Oh my god. Much. Yeah. Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
I wish I was more of a snacker person.
No. So you're clean and don't have snacks. Like I want to be
I don't want to be a snack person. Okay.
I just feel like people who eat less more frequently through
that's
the
not
day.
Snacking.
Oh.
That's not snacking. That's small meals.
I don't eat, and then
just gorge all the snacks. Okay, okay.
Not talking about Jade's specific snack habit.
Okay.
But when I was a snacker, so fucking hard to break the snack habit. And especially if you have an oral fixation as I do.
Oh, I do
it's,
too.
It's the this motion.
Yeah.
This is why I smoked cigarettes for so long.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to start the snack habit because you will get, it's very difficult to break the snack
then
habit.
If you add like an edible in there, holy shit.
So when I smoke weed though, which I don't do
weed.
Often.
We're not weed girlies,
yeah. But when I have,
it's good.
It did the opposite for me.
No, a lot like, of people.
I don't get hungry at all. I literally got so much cotton mouth that I literally can't eat. But I get drunchies, like to a degree where it's like, oh, all hell breaks loose.
Right. I hate being high with a motherfucking passion. But there is nothing better than being so high and having the biggest buffet in front of you.
Yeah.
And you just motherfucking eat for hours.
What buffet are you going to?
Well, at your house. I mean, like at your house. Like you've got like Chinese buffet. Food and then you have candy and then you have pizza. Like you just got it all.
Mm.
And you just sit and you are like a professional eater in that moment. And that is your only job.
Sunday night for me, baby.
The food is so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. But I can't do it because the other detriments of smoking weed outweigh that positive experience.
Sure. And also plantation. Mom. Is there a Sioux plantation?
Also mom.
I think they, also you're a mom.
That has nothing to do with it. That's nothing to do with it.
Oh, moms get, I guess.
Moms get drunk as fuck around their kids.
Moms are people too.
That's true.
Moms are
people too.
Moms are people too.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Moms, they're just like us.
Sioux plantation, I think they changed the name I hope.
No, it went under.
It did.
In COVID, they could not, I think, I'm pretty sure, like fact check me, sisters, I'm almost positive that Sioux plantation completely shut down during COVID.
Sioux plantation.
I mean, come on. There's no coming back from COVID. There's none.
No coming back from the name Sioux plantation.
Really? It's nostalgic.
Yeah, Sioux plantation. Like has
listen, we didn't go to Sioux plantation because our father is like a food person.
I don't think you understand what I'm talking about.
Is there a derogatory aspect?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, are you guys?
No, see, I was reading it more as like...
Oh, plantation.
Oh, they got canceled.
Oh, okay. Then, you know, to hell
okay,
with
we're having a different conversation.
Yes, I know. That's
I was just thinking about the frozen
same.
Yogurt.
We're not on the same
got it. Okay, got it.
It's
they're gone
it's
now,
okay.
So R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Okay. If you only had to use one skincare, we'll bring you back to your skincare room. You only had to use one skincare product for the rest of your life, what would it be?
You know what? Honestly.
And is it Biologique Recherche?
You know?
Is that still in?
I took like a 9-month break from it for no reason.
Yeah.
But I just did. I stopped buying it. And I just kind of like did a detox of like all skincare.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and some therapy and whatever. but no, I put it back in my routine and I was thinking like, oh my God, I haven't used it for so long. It's going to be like, you know, the first time again. And it wasn't. It was like, okay, pass the salt. But you know what lately I'm loving is the Kate Somerville cleanser. Out of nowhere. It got like
consistency?
Like a
gel?
I don't do this shit anymore. No, it's not a gel. It's like a thick paste. I want to say it's a paste.
Oh, it's like a balm.
No, well, it's no.
Oil?
Okay.
It's a magical mystery unicorn.
It's a gorgeous
okay,
girl.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know what the consistency is, but it's great. It's doing wonders for me.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm into it.
Okay, next question. Who are you jealous of right now?
Oh, my God. Probably so many people. Let's think. Okay. Who am I jealous of? There's gotta be someone.
But jealousy's always, we always say this.
Jealousy, it doesn't have to be a bad jealousy.
Yeah, jealousy is,
it could be a good jealousy.
Being jealous of someone is good.
Like, you want that,
that
shit.
That shows to yourself what you want out of life and
what
you desire.
I'll say mine.
Yeah, please.
I'm jealous of Roxy Nafusi for her fucking bomb outfits.
You gotta follow this girl.
We were just talking about her in the car.
She's OK Sister guest.
Yeah. Her outfits are next level. I've never seen anyone with better dresses and outfits than Roxy.
Yeah, people that can get dressed are always a jealousy for me.
People who can get dressed.
Seriously.
I have a stylist come over and just put help me with my shit because I just can't. It's too. I can't see the forest for the trees. You know what I mean? I'm like, I walk into my closet and I'm like, I don't. Who am I?
What work? Yeah. Yes. I feel that. You know. That's why I wear matching sets every day. That's all I wear because I don't want to.
We're both in a matching set.
I'm always in a matching set. Yeah. Just because it's so easy, you don't have to fucking think about it. It's an outfit.
Totally.
There it is.
It's a uniform.
Yeah. It's a uniform. Who am I jealous of right now? You know, I love The Toast. I've loved The Toast for so long.
The podcast.
Mm-hmm. Jackie and Claudia. And I'm jealous of them. I'm jealous. They're two Jewish sisters who have a podcast, and I love their podcast.
Hey, there's room.
And there's room for all of us.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of Emma Greed.
Yes.
Oh. And her Malibu Mid-Century house.
I'm probably jealous of someone's house. Like, that's probably...
Oh, my God. That Malibu house.
I'm just jealous of, like, the lives inland in a gorgeous house and then has the Malibu house that is... freaking stunning.
Yeah.
I'm just jealous of Emma Green's whole life. Her whole life, basically.
Yeah, I get that. I'm jealous of people who are organized. I'm jealous of people who don't spiral about every social interaction they've ever had night.
Dude.
That seems nice. That seems chill.
That's been something, I don't know, maybe, so like at my engagement party, me and my fiance the next day, we were like, oh, we said this to this person. Oh, is it okay for them? I'm like, wait, we need to stop.
Yeah. We need to stop
because these were all people that we love. Like, these are our closest friends and family. Like, who the fuck cares if we said something? And also, they don't remember. Like,
permission for things to not land sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like, remember, not everything you say has to be a fucking winner.
I'm like, yes, it does. No, yeah, no, I know. Trust me, I know. But that's the perfectionism again.
Yeah, I remember on Thanksgiving, I said that I was grateful that mom and dad got a divorce because
that's wonderful.
Because then we had their step siblings, and I meant it like, I'm so grateful. Yeah. But I could have just said I'm grateful for my step family.
I like the way,
but I started it the other way, and it was like dead silent.
I don't remember that.
Oh my God.
That's festive. That's what the holidays are all about.
For 3 days. I was like, God fucking damn it.
I like it.
Okay, I love this last one. What's been sitting in your cart forever?
Oh, God. Oh, shit. I'm the person that has 27 carts going at once. Like, yeah, same. Every tab is open. Something that's been sitting in my cart for... Oh, that new... I'm not going to talk about skincare. I'm going to hate this.
No.
Lumi Light. Like, it's like this little stick that's a... It's like $3,000.
Oh, cute. Mm.
And I just can't pull the trigger. Wait, you know what I mean?
It's a stick. Can you explain it a little?
It's like a stick infrared light.
Oh, yes.
And it's good. Allegedly it's good. Mm. That has been sitting in my cart. And, a Glamcore mirror with lights. Like, I need another...
Like a
full length.
Oh,
they have God bless my husband. I cannot rely on him any longer to take pictures.
Oh no,
me.
Absolutely not.
I will get divorced.
I don't have an Instagram boyfriend.
No, or, like
Ben really,
he's real.
He's very like patient or accepting of you doing it.
Oh, for sure. But he does not want to be involved.
No, Dylan tries and I'm always late. So then I'm always asking him to do it when we're late and we're out and he doesn't get my shoes and the shoes are the best part of the outfit. And then it's my head's so I just need to just take mirror selfies and lighting in my house is conducive. So I need a mirror with lights on it.
Okay. Also, mirror selfies are great for perfectionists because we can control the angle, the composition, the way our body looks. Like, I find mirror selfies for me.
I don't know how all these bitches are taking pictures. I don't know how they're getting all this content.
I think they have friends.
They have someone who understands that one must sit
for a while. When I'm with my friends, you're right. I do get a lot of content.
I know.
My husband's pretty good at it. If I ask him to, he'll take a bunch.
Yeah, he's good.
And then he'll ask me to take one of him.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You know what's like next level though is like if they take candid ones of you.
Okay.
Like that.
Let me tell you something.
I would. Yes.
Do you know how many remarkably beautiful, perfectly compositioned videos and photos I have of my husband with our daughter.
Totally.
He
totally.
Just, the first, and I told him, I was like, you
please
need.
Take more,
please,
candid.
Please, me, like, and I will literally be like, fucking thing that, fucking,
no, truly.
She's hugging me. She's hugging me. And then he's like, oh, right. Okay. Oh. And then she moves. The first photo
I'm prematurely frustrated with my husband about that.
Oh, it's going to be bad. The first photo he ever took of me, I have like my C-section thing. I'm holding her. I'm naked. She's peeing on me.
Oh, my God.
And he's
God.
Like, you wanted more candid photos? Still and I look like this.
Like, oh my God, I love that.
The room.
Yeah. No, it's I'm like so frustrating. I'm so toxic. Like, if I get like an intrusive thought about like, oh, one day of like, what if, or I see on TikTok, like all these women saying that their husbands take no pictures of them with their child.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dylan, do you promise that when we have a kid, like I try to fight, like have every problem solved before it happens. He's like the child that we haven't even thought of having.
Yeah. No, I'm like, but you know what? It's good. It's
I'm like
good.
Mad at him already.
No, no, you have to. You
I
have
didn't
to
realize it until she was like 4 weeks. Oh. I was like, wait a minute.
There's no
photos
of me.
These Instagram videos of you are going viral and there's nothing of me with my daughter. Nothing.
How dare you?
Nothing. Yeah.
All right, should we ask our last question?
Yes. Oh, my God. We ask everyone that comes on OK Sister Podcast this. I wonder if we asked you for the first one. We should go back and listen.
Oh, my God. That one.
Or don't. Yeah. Please, don't. Please, for the
I'm
love of
I'm pretty sure that we incorporated that question pretty early on, but who knows? Anyways, if you could brag about one thing and you weren't allowed to be humble, what would you brag about?
Ooh. I'm like, is it bad? There's so many things. No, it's also good. Like kind of like what I wish people would ask me about. If I could brag about one thing... It would be maybe because this version of me is just dead and I don't identify with her anymore. But this is so bad. This is so obscure. I was president of my class every year in high school. And then I was president of my school. And I just feel like no one asks me about that.
I love that.
No, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm bragging. No, about myself in high school. And literally my perfectionism.
No, but that is like.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Like when you're proud of your high school self, like that's huge.
No, but that's the thing is like I work on that in therapy and I'm like, oh, it's my attachment issues that like everything was manifested. I was like, oh, I had no mental illness in high school. Oh, yeah, I absolutely did. No, and I was actually like, I was not insufferable, I promise. But no, what's something else I wish I could brag about? Honestly, not much these days. I don't know.
Your what are marriage? You guys?
My marriage. Oh, yeah.
One year.
Yeah, 1 year. 1 year.
Your new podcast.
Yeah.
It's fucking killing it. Yeah, Jake Shane on. You. Like, hello.
Yeah. No, I'll brag about all that stuff. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know. I. What would you brag about?
Right now, I would brag that I'm feeling very confident in my business and... who I am as like a entrepreneur and how I'm moving my business forward.
Okay. Now, okay. I like that. Yeah. I have new ones. Okay. What's yours?
I would brag.
I'm interviewing you guys now. Sorry. I turned this on its head.
I would brag about the fact right now, because it changes like every couple of weeks. I'm really proud of the fact that I feel like this week I feel a really great balance and empowerment in the way I am navigating my work and being a mom at the same time.
Yeah.
I feel like I've come to a really great place of, okay, I need this much support. I need this many hours to work. I want to be with her this many hours. And I feel like I know balance, quote unquote, isn't a thing, but I feel really proud because I actually feel like in the last couple weeks, I've found a really great balance.
Mm, that's great. Oh, my God. I love these. I think, some of the things that are coming to mind is, like, I'm proud of how I handle, like, my friendships and, like, the people in my life.
Yep. Mm.
And I feel proud that, like, I really meet people where they're at. I try not to have, like, too many expectations of people. And I feel like, I think when you're in your late 20s, 30s, like, friendship looks so different and like every stage of that part of your life. And all my friends, you know, like we're all kind of sprinting in different directions right now. And it's hard for everyone to be good friends to everyone. So I'm proud of myself because when I was younger, I would just like shut the door immediately when like I felt any sort of distance with a friend or I felt like there was any sort of like unalignment, misalignment. Mm-hmm. And now I've like started to just like leave the door open and being like, okay, like maybe me and this friend aren't in the same life place, like place in our life right now, but like I have to leave room for the fact that we might get to that place. Mm-hmm. And just like letting friendships be more fluid than like needing to like rank and say like, when was the last time they called me and I called them, and keeping score and, you know, all of that stuff that's so maddening.
Yeah.
So I just try to like,
I love that.
That's beautiful.
That's a huge one.
That's such a
navigating
big one.
Friendships.
Yeah. Oh boy, is it.
Yeah. I feel like it's something that comes as when you're like in late 20s, early 30s, when you realize that it's okay if you're a little distant from a friend, mm-hmm. and it does ebb and flow over your life, or it you know, disappears. And
yeah,
it's okay.
And that friendship breakups are supernatural.
Like, supernatural.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much
thank
for coming.
Thank you guys
on the podcast.
For having me.
Will you tell everybody where they can find you, follow you,
yes.
listen to your podcast?
My podcast is called Live From Bed with Jade Iovine. It's on every Tuesday. So listen wherever you get your podcasts, and on every social platform, I'm humiliating myself at Jade Iovine.
Yay!
Thanks,
love you,
guys.
Love you, sisters.
Do you ever feel like you're struggling through motherhood? You're not alone. I'm Erica Jossa, host of the MomWell podcast, therapist and mom of three. Join me each Wednesday as I sit down with guests, including psychologists, pediatricians, psychiatrists, fertility specialists, lactation consultants, and more, to unravel the myths of motherhood. With expert advice, practical tips, self-love, and some coping skills to help you along the way, you can become the mother you want to be. Listen to the MomWell podcast at momwell.com/listen or on your favorite podcast platform.